You yawned in the mic half last episode, and I'm like,
did I?
Like, you were yawning as you talked, and I'm like, oh.
Greetings and welcome.
Salutations.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Episode 6. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Two halves.
Of a whole idiot.
I'm Kara.
I'm Jen.
We're back.
Yes,
we are. We're very cheery for just talking about death.
Very, very gruesome things. But that's us. And if that doesn't, well, you should know us by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing's strange here anymore. Actually, everything's strange and we're just dealing with it. I don't know where that went.
We're both like twirling our hair as we say this too. Like, it's just perfectly normal. We're completely sane. It's fine. And the whole house is on fire around us.
So,
that meme with the dog and the table with the coffee mug. This is fine.
That is
literally
us.
Our lives.
Are you feeling like October's going slow? Or is it just me?
I feel like October has flown by. Like, I didn't.
Really?
I looked at my calendar today at work and I'm like, where? It's the 13th. Like, we're almost halfway through the month.
Yeah, for some reason, October feels like it's going very slow for me.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, we're so busy.
Yeah.
And usually when I'm busier, I feel like my months slow down.
Well, probably because you're like
planning out my days where I don't have to see people.
Yes. Which are far and few between anymore.
It feels like it all of a sudden.
Yo, I can't wait for this weekend. I don't have to be anywhere.
You don't have to do anything.
Crap. I have been busy all the whole weekend for the last like 4 weekends in a row. So this is
beautiful.
Exciting.
I like how you crossed your eyes and everything for that.
Yes.
That was a meme if I ever saw one. Thanks for all the love and support we got for the last episode.
Yeah, for real.
Clearly,
props to
everyone is happy about spooky season as much as we are.
Yay!
It's spooky season.
It's spooky season.
Spooky season.
Spooky.
We're again in our dwelling of cult universe.
It is again raining.
Oh my God, it is.
It is cool and chilly.
They knew.
We have our candles.
The gods knew.
We have our candles lit and we have our salt lamp for ambiance.
I think I want to get one for myself.
I got
you those, didn't I?
Yeah, you got me a 2-pack and it's amazing.
Right. I'm starting to need more like ambiance in my life. Like we talked about this a little bit.
Like they're so nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to redecorate my bedroom.
Yeah.
Because I've officially been in my apartment now for a year. Like I have my living room and everything like everything from like bathroom, kitchen, living room, dining room, that is all like yes.
Yeah.
I love this.
Mm-hmm.
My bedroom, I feel like I did nothing with it.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about the tapestry. We were talking about that the other day. So, like, getting a tapestry, I think if you do that and you get a salt lamp and...
I just want, like, little, like...
Little, like, plants.
Niche thing. Fake plants. I've killed all my plants.
All your succulents that you've got with the cute planters.
I've killed them. I am not supposed to have plants. Unless it's a cactus, I'm not supposed to have
it. But you had succulents.
And I killed them.
Did you water them too much?
I don't know what I did.
Hmm.
But I'm not supposed to have plants unless it's a cactus.
Get yourself an aloe plant. That thing has been neglected. It looks it. But that thing's still green. It's still got stuff on the inside. I haven't watered it. You're supposed to water it every 3 weeks. I've skipped like 7 weeks in a row.
But it doesn't die.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It was like $5 too.
Okay. Maybe I'll try that.
And then you can actually snap them off and use the aloe inside.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited about. Useful things.
Useful, practical, functional.
Except for my cactus. My cactus is just to hurt someone if someone tried to break in.
Check it out. Get out.
Stab it in the eye. Ooh, that would hurt so bad.
So bad.
Ugh. Okay, so this week.
Reel it back in.
Well, actually, let's start. Candy Madness is still happening.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you for all the love and support so far we got. As of today, we are down to the final 8
yes.
candies.
What's up? Final 8.
Should we say them?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are down to... So we started with 32.
32, guys. We are...
Down.
We are just knocking them off the list here.
Down to 32. To 8. So the last ones up are Starburst... Sour Patch, Nerds?
Yes.
Yum. Jolly Ranchers?
Yum.
Yes. Reese's?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
M&M's?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Kit Kats?
Yes.
And Snickers.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A solid group in the end here, and I have a feeling we are going to have problems during our last episode.
Yeah. We are going to have problems, and I think we might lose some listeners.
Why?
Disagreeing with our choices.
Oh. They don't know.
That's all.
Maybe should we do, like, our final four for them and then what our actual final four is?
I think so.
So we'll have our final, and then you guys will have your absolute final candy.
Yes.
But our choice will be the choice that actually means something.
We're more important. Na 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 poo poo.
It will be funny though if it comes out the same.
I'm sure it will.
I don't know.
Although there are some crazy people out there. I'm happy candy corn got knocked off.
Candy corn got knocked off in the first round. And then Tootsie Rolls got knocked off last round.
You know, Tootsie Rolls are good though.
They're good to suck on.
Yeah. I can't eat a bag of them. Yeah, you can't chew them.
Yet I don't think I've... What is it? Is it candy corn or Tootsie Rolls where they're like, I don't think people actually make them anymore. They're just recycled each year from when they were first made because nobody
candy
eats them.
Corn. Was it that one? It's got to be candy corn. I don't actually know what you're talking about, but if I had to think about it, it would have to be candy corn.
Or maybe it was, what are the... Werther's.
Oh.
Those could be it.
The ones that are just still in the bottom of your grandma's purse.
They've been there since
tissues,
they were made.
The folded up tissues from church. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Did you just get slapped with a whole scene with, like,
flashbacks?
Smell and everything? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Smell that incense. Yeah.
Yeah, so... Go vote, because a new poll will be up now for... Yes, Charlotte?
She's very excited about the new poll coming up.
If only she could eat it.
Not yet.
No.
Mm-mm. I was trying to think. I'm like, can she have any of that? But no. Not yet. She did have the black bottom cupcakes. So I gave her some. I was eating one last night. And she came crawling over. And she's like, what you got, Mom? So I... broke off a piece of the chocolate. I was like, there you go. And she's puts it to her mouth. And she's like, oh, shit. She's like, yeah. And then she's like grabbing for mine and like wanting more. We ended up splitting it.
So maybe if you gave her the chocolate cupcake for her birthday, she would have eaten more of it.
Instead of wearing more of it.
Wearing or just annihilating.
Completely
there obliterated. Was nothing. I mean, it was less.
She pulverized the cupcake. I mean, I started it, but she finished it all.
She ate all the icing.
She did. Mm-hmm. She does like the icing.
Candy pulls up now. Great. Are you good? Jen got bangs.
Jen got bangs.
Jen got a haircut.
Listen, y'all. That doesn't sound like a big deal, but I normally don't get my haircut for like 2 years. And I usually go from like 4 foot long hair to like... a pixie cut.
I was gonna say, did you like measure this to see how long it was?
I didn't. I took a picture, which I normally don't do.
Yeah.
So I took a picture beforehand, but it's at least 4 inches I came off.
That's it?
At least. Like, I would say that's the minimum that came off. I don't know.
Their hand.
It was like more than a hand.
Then that's more than 4 inches.
I guess it depends on the size of your hand. Because it's short now. It was shorter than I wanted it to be, but she had to take a lot of all the dead stuff off. So, anyways.
This week. So, last week was movies.
Yes.
This week is...
Ooh.
Haunted places. We both have very different stories
to tell. Mine's going to be a little shorter than yours, but... it's still interesting and super cool.
I'm excited. I'm so stoked.
I'm very excited.
You're going to start?
I'm going to start. I'm going to do this. All right. So I am going to tell you about my grandparents' house growing up, which was haunted. Their house was built in like the mid-1800s. Mm. And it used to be, so it's like this big like 4 or 5 bedroom house, and it's got like full basement, two full floors, and then it has a nice big attic at the top. And it sat next to what used to be the Hiawatha Hotel. So there's a popular Hiawatha Hotel in Kansas. Not that one, obviously. This is in Pennsylvania. But my great-grandfather used to run this hotel, and at one point the house used to be a boarding home.
I don't know what you're looking for. What are the boarding, like children?
No, well, families, kind of. Like, they used to do, like, in the olden days, like, you would rent out a room, kind of. I mean, you do that now, but, like, I guess kind of like an Airbnb, but back in 1850.
like a boarding an apartment?
Home, I guess. Yeah.
They rented it out for families.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So anyways, because kids ended up being in there is where I was going with that. Boarding house just doesn't sound right.
No, and it's not. That's usually like you're taking care of.
Like kids, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or whoever is living there. But if it's a full family.
Yeah, that's not the right term then for
it. They were just renting out rooms for the family. Okay,
so they rented out rooms for the family, y'all. And I guess back in that time, a lot of the kids were sickly, and some of them had unfortunately passed away. So you could very clearly hear kids running around in the house. You could hear them giggling and laughing. They would flip the light switches on and off on you.
Wait, is this the same still house they're in?
No.
No, okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, so this, they moved out 18 years ago now.
Okay.
My grandmother... The newspaper article I was trying to find, they interviewed her, and there was, because, like, nothing bad ever happened. Like, they would open dresser drawers, and you would, like, knock your knees into them in the middle of the night, like, trying to go to the bathroom. But, like, my grandmother swears that she was doing dishes one day, and somebody came up behind her and pushed her shoulders down, and she, like, ended up falling to the floor, and no one was there. She was home alone. My grandfather was at work. The kids were all at school. So that was, like, the worst that ever, like, happened. But there was also this really creepy part of the attic. So, like, there were cold spots in the house, too. So, like, if it was cold, I usually, like, stayed away from it. Like, you could walk. It wasn't just like, oh, it's chilly. Like, nope. It was frigid. It was a good 10-degree difference from the rest of the house. And it's like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. So there was this part in the attic where it was just a small, dark room, but there was, like, nothing in it. My grandfather's like, I just never used it because I just didn't feel like it. Like, it's just, I don't know. And I'm like, yeah, because it's just, like, it made me so anxious to be nearer in it. There was a fan in the window in the back. And the one time I remember the fan got knocked out. And I was like, oh, I'll go get it for you. I'll help you out. It was so terrifying. It was, like, it was like a time warp. Like, walking back there, fixing the fan, and then coming back, it felt like I was in there for, like, 3 hours.
Did you feel like your chest, like,
I thought something was going to just, like, complete. I was going to just fall into a different dimension.
So, like, the whole attic was cold or just that
just
spot
that
back
one spot.
There?
Yeah.
Was it, like, a pull-down attic?
No.
Mm-mm.
It was a full creepy set of wooden stairs up. Yeah. And
fully meant to go up.
Yes. It was, like, an entire third floor, like, tall ceilings that you could actually stand up. But yeah, so
he would just hang out up there?
That was his hangout. He had a desk. He had a TV mounted on the wall. Like, you know, like the, not little. The screen was small, but the unit Hold itself, on. Those old-ass TVs.
Charlotte and Daddy are having playtime.
Hold, please. Yeah, so my grandfather was never bothered by, like, any of the ghosts. Like, he was aware that they were there, but was never bothered by them.
He was aware that they were there.
Honestly, he would just brush it off like, no big deal. Which is kind of like, okay, cool, yeah, whatever. Like, as long as you're not hurting me kind of thing, I guess. So there was that one occurrence with my grandmother. And
so, wait, hold on. You were saying children.
Oh, yes.
It was more so children, right?
Yeah, so there were... Wait, so there were mostly kids.
Okay.
And then there was definitely a weird one. I don't want to say he was menacing or dark, but, like, creepy. And, like, you knew, like, you didn't feel that, like, weird sense of dread when the kids were around.
Okay.
But when the kids weren't around and if you felt something else, I always felt like this dreadful kind of like creepy
like sense. Chills or just like your body
you ever know stopping. You ever been in a position where like you don't know why, but like a really bad feeling, like to the point where it's like immobilizing?
Yes,
that is what it was like. So like you had the coldness and then there's just like dreadful, like, oh my gosh, like just weird, deep, dreadful feeling. I don't know how else to explain it. But like I never had anything bad with him. The worst that happened was that thing with grandma where he like pushed her down. And then my mom and my aunt used to share a room. When you walk in from the front door, there's a set of stairs straight up. Mm-hmm. And at the top of the steps, there's a bedroom. Mm-hmm. If you go through that bedroom, there's a set of stairs in the back of the house that go down to the back of the house. But
it was just the bedroom upstairs?
No.
No,
there was
okay.
others, but okay. like it was just a straight there. Shot.
Got it.
So the front steps were open. There was like the railing on the one side, wall on the other, obviously. But the back steps were completely enclosed and had a door at the bottom. Mm. So creepy, rickety, wooden, yeah. like didn't have the carpet like the front of the house, the steps on the front did. That was always like a really cool spot, like cold spot. Like yeah. that was just always like you got the creeps from it. It was just weird. And so my aunt and my mom, I guess this guy, whoever he was, would hang out on the steps, I guess, at night. And they had to go out onto the landing of the back stairs to get into the bathroom in the yeah, middle of the night.
Yeah.
And they could hear him walking up the steps, the back steps. So, and they have a door, but like, it's just a door. Like, I don't know. So I guess my mom put out rollerblades the one night because she had had enough of it.
Yeah.
And she like went to my grandparents and they're like, well, do something about it. Like, you know,
move.
She was like,
can we leave? Can
something.
We move?
Not an option. 10 kids, not yeah, an option. Yeah. So my mom and my aunt put out rollerblades on the landing and the rollerblades went down the steps with a loud thud one night. And like my grandfather woke up and like everybody was up and they're like, what was that? Mom and my aunt were like, that was the guy. That was the ghost.
Was there a guy that ever died in that house that you know of?
I don't know.
No.
The only thing we know is that my mom, when she was really little, she came out of that same bedroom. So she came out of the bedroom, went to the top of the steps at the front of the house.
Yeah.
And there was a man at the bottom of the steps. And he asked if he could talk to Louise, my grandmother. So she's like, okay, sure. And my mom was really young. So like, you know. Young kid, like, oh, is your mommy home?
Yeah,
okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So she goes and gets my grandmother, and my grandma's like, well, there's no one there. And my grandfather, when he came home from work, I guess brought out, like, it was a thing to have, like, the Book of the Dead kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So in there, or, like, it was, like, a family book of whatever, deceased family members, I guess. I guess it ended up being his grandfather, his father, that was at the bottom of the steps asking to talk to my grandmother, but he's been dead for years prior to that.
And it was your mom?
Yeah, my mom when she
saw
was little.
Him.
Mm-hmm. She's like, it was like it was a real person standing there. But my mom was also like 6, the youngest of 10 in a haunted house. It's always the
always,
little ones,
yeah.
right? So, and like if you took pictures, there was always, it just always orbs all over the place. It was really, really bizarre. And, like, I would sit in the living room because we were there a lot. And I would sit in the living room. Like, the kids were so loud. Like, I would be sitting in the living room in front of the TV, sitting on the floor. And, like, you could hear them running. And it just sounded like there was a party upstairs of just kids running around in circles, giggling, like, carrying on so loudly. It's like, I can't even hear my show, guys. Really. Like, that was the worst that ever happened with me. I was like, I can't watch my show. And then, like...
When did they leave? Oh, you said, like,
15 years ago. And then one of my... We were really good friends in middle school and then kind of, like, drifted apart a little bit in high school. But her parents bought the house from my grandparents.
Oh.
And there were several times the first couple of years they were living there, she would call me and she's like, is this normal? Is this one of the good ones? Like, things were still happening to them because her sister was young yet.
Okay, so... Families moved in there with sick children. Is this what I understand?
That's what I was told.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was...
And it was next to...
an old hotel with like a bar, which is no longer standing. Like the foundation is still there. My grandfather used it as like a shed garage kind of thing.
Okay.
But.
And yeah. Was it close to other houses or like a farm? Like
no, not a farm. There's a house. There's no house to like if you're standing on the front porch looking towards the road. Like there's nothing to the left, but to the right of you, there's a house. It's probably it's smaller distance between their house and
so like
house.
An so, average
so less than 100 yards I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah. Neighborhood houses yeah. type deal.
Mm-hmm. There was also a lady that would run on that road.
Uh-huh.
And people would like swerve to miss her. But it wasn't she actually wasn't a there. Lady. It was a ghost. Like really random crap and a little rinky dink. It's just like so
was near a hospital?
No. Yeah, so I don't know if it was I was always told it was like a low income housing option and you know, because it was the time period it was and was not a thriving the house was built in like 1845.
Oh okay. So
it's been a minute.
Who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
Before that point, exactly. Even.
So, but like super cool. And like.
It's still standing?
Yep. The people who live in it now have done some awesome remodeling to the inside.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's affected. And like their youngest is now in college. So I don't know if the lack of small children around. Because even when my grandparents lived there, they still had all the grandkids coming over. You know, there's 20 some of us. Yeah. So there was always kids there because that draws out the
presence. I guess we should have said this before we actually got into this, but like, what are your thoughts on ghosts or spirits?
Like, do I believe
what,
that?
Yeah.
I believe that they certainly exist.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's like a hoax or anything. And I don't think that it's necessarily a bad thing. Like, I do believe that there are sinister ones and, like, malevolent ones stuck here. But then I also think there's ones that are just like, no, I'm good. I'm good to float here. And then, like, the I don't know, kids seem pretty
yeah, I don't
happy.
Think, I think the same attitude you had when you're alive, you're gonna, you would keep.
Yeah,
when
exactly.
you're, if like, you're like, if you're, oh, I'm suddenly cured.
If
I'm
you're
like,
a crap
no,
person in real life, gonna you're gonna be a crap person yeah. in the
yeah,
afterlife.
Yeah, I don't believe in, like, oh, Casper. Like,
oh, yeah, no, nothing like, I think
it's,
I don't believe when people are like, I see things consistently because I don't think that's how it is. Like, unless you are there for a long time and they've really connected with you, I don't think they'll show themselves kind of thing.
Yeah.
I never saw them, but hear them, feel them for sure.
Yeah, like, I feel if it was more in. As a present.
Exactly.
Or a, what's the word?
It's like the energy. You feel
yeah.
the energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. you can tell if it's good energy or not.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I have the chills thinking about talking about, like, that attic. Like,
oh, I bet.
It's just, ugh, weird.
I've never fully felt anything like that. And if I did, I didn't take notice to it.
Oh, no. I think you would notice it.
Yeah. Been on ghost tours. I've really never felt anything.
Yeah.
I live in a war, not war, but had a lot of things happen where I live.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never felt anything.
Hmm.
And I've done those ghost tours, too. And
yeah.
I don't even like the word ghost tour.
I think it has a negative connotation.
It does, because
like, it's almost like a money grab kind of thing.
True TV's, ooh, Ghost Internationals and stuff. And, oh, yeah. God. Ghost that drives me insane. Stuff. Ghost Hunters drives me insane.
I don't like it.
First of all, international ghost hunters, they don't speak English.
Well, they're international.
Yeah, but they go there.
From here?
Yes.
Oh.
They don't speak your language. That's like, oh, don't, okay. Okay.
So.
All right. Anything
else? Anyway, so that's my grandparents' haunted house.
Wow.
Nothing crazy. Not like a murder house or anything, but.
No. No, it's not.
But it's just weird. Yeah, that we
know. It's always that, what happened before
right.
I was here?
Yeah. Oh, there was this hallway. Okay. So you get to the top of the stairs, you turn left. And you can go around the banister to a bedroom and the stairwell to the attic. Or you can go make a left and go down the hall further. There was two bedrooms at the end of the hall. One was my grandparents' like master bedroom kind of thing. But then there was this space between their bedroom and the bedroom at the top of the steps. And it was a like shortcut to the bathroom at the top of the back of the steps.
Okay.
That I was talking about earlier. But it had, it was kind of like a hallway closet. So they had a coat rack hanging the whole way. Mm-hmm. So you had to walk past, very dark, very narrow. You had to walk past all the hanging clothes to get to the bathroom. I swear to God, things tried to grab you while you walk through there. Like, I always ran through there because it was like a negative energy hole to run through to get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But it was better than going to the top of the back of the steps. Those were your options. You could do the hallway, or you could go around through the bedroom.
You could piss
to the...
yourself.
Yeah. Might have done it a few times.
Go out the window. Where are the pots?
Can I take this cup to bed? No. Oh, you're going to have wet sheets. Bye.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Would you want to go back?
Absolutely.
There?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, you were how old? What was the
Well,
you
so been... they, I mean, like I started because my grandfather and my, like my grandparents were like our nannies. So
six?
Younger. Like up until I was like 4 or 5 because then we moved to Michigan.
Yeah.
So we were there pretty consistently up until that point. And then on over the summers and stuff, like I would come back for the summer to spend with Dad. And if I wasn't, like if he worked or whatever overnight, I usually hung out with them and slept over.
So like 5, 6. That was your last time being there?
No. I was in middle school when they got rid of it. Well, I graduated almost 10 years ago. Yeah, so I was just going into high school when they got rid of the house.
We've been out of school for that long. Oh my God.
Sorry, we're going to go have a mental breakdown, you know, and then we'll come back, guys. But yeah, so up until that point. Okay. Yeah.
So you saw it in the
stupid shit there.
Different.
Yeah, different eyes. Ages. Yeah. But that feel, so like, when I was younger, more things happened. Sure. As we got older, less happened, but that feeling was still there. It just wasn't as obvious. Like, you almost had to really, really concentrate to find it. But things were still happening when the new family moved.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I said, their youngest was still kind of young, so I think that was helpful. And then what kind of freaked them out too, my grandmother, you know, she's quite religious, and she would hang like little medallions and crosses, but then like Mother Teresa, and there's another patron saint that she would hang medallions on the windows. And then apparently somebody stuck them under the carpet in the one bedroom, so they ripped up the carpet to redo it, and there's all these medallions under there. And they're like, what is this? And like, my friend was calling me and she's like, Jen, what is this? And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's one of grandma's things, but I don't know why it's under the carpet. So
what?
Oh, and they had a grandfather clock.
Why?
Like all the horror movies. We were just talking about this the other night. We were watching Insidious. And Kyle's like,
you watched it again?
I love that
movie.
No,
other than the night he couldn't finish it by himself? Or was
Oh, yeah,
that?
No, it was the same night. Oh, yeah, so it was like a week ago, but I say the other night in reference to like things that happened 4 months ago. He's like, why does it always have a grandfather clock? And he's like, and they took it with them when they moved into the other house. And I was like, yeah, that was their mistake. That was the problem.
Oh, because I've been in your...
They didn't take it. In the movie, they took They didn't. I don't think they took it.
Don't your grandparents have a big clock? Am I envisioning?
They have a big one hanging on the wall.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
That's probably what you're thinking. Because it takes, like, the wall sticks out there. So it looks,
Yeah, and yeah.
But no, I don't think they took the grandfather clock with them.
Okay. Maybe that
But it was
just
at
it.
The bottom of the attic stairs. So that was like, guys.
Time to die.
Way
stairs.
To be. Yeah.
Did it still ring?
I don't think so. I don't recall it ever ringing, but I could just not remember that.
There's so much going on in this episode. And it's like not us. Did they have like a lot of mirrors around?
Oh my God. Yeah, they did. They had... That's funny you said that.
Because so I'm thinking of like old houses and like there's mirrors everywhere and they're always gaudy and like
so they holding had, souls. There was one in the dining room, I think above the buffet thing. I don't even know how you ever pronounce it. It's like a hutch. Pretty sure that had a mirror over top of it. Kind of like dressers have the mirror that sits on top. Kind of like that. On the opposite wall was a giant painting of The Last Supper. In the living room, there were three really tall, like almost floor-to-ceiling windows. And then on the inside wall, Grandma had her piano over there in the corner. But above it, there was a 5-foot mirror.
Above the piano?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't...
Why?
I don't know. And then there was a mirror above the sink in the kitchen, which they still have in their house now. Grandma, you got a thing with mirrors while you're washing dishes. I don't think there were any mirrors in the attic.
No, they would all get trapped up there.
And then...
Let's do every trope possible.
And then there was a mirror in each of the other rooms. I mean, obviously, the mirror above the sink, but then there was always an extra one. And there was a bathroom downstairs that had like a mirror and a mirror because there was like two medicine cabinets, but not like any big godly ornate ones that I recall.
But you just mentioned three that are very out of place.
Yeah, wallpaper everywhere. Like my grandfather did what he could to make it look nice with cheap stuff, so it was different wallpaper throughout.
The foil wallpaper
in the guest bedroom. Let me tell you why this was creepy. It was black
with
gold flecks of, it looked like tree branches. But at night, the chandelier in there, like the light in there, was two lights. And then it was a surrounding, like a lampshade size, but it was glass bubbles.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But the way the light reflects off the cars passing on the street, because it was at the front of the house, the way the light would come up, hit the bubbles and come across the trees. It looked like the trees were reaching for you.
Yeah.
And the light was always looked like a face. Always. And that was the room we had to stay in when we stayed overnight.
I wouldn't sleep.
It was rare that I did. And then we had to get up for mass at like 6 a.m. And I'm like, Grandma, no. You go back to bed. Give me a different room.
So... for my haunted place, I did. And awesome. Weird. Never gonna stay there. Hotel.
I would stay there.
Call.
Would you stay there if I stayed there with you?
No.
Hmm.
Not after the things I'm about to freaking tell you. Let's talk about the Stanley Hotel.
Let's talk about it.
AKA the hotel that The Shining, the Outlook Hotel in The Shining was... themed around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Stanley Hotel, based in Estes Park, Colorado, baby.
Colorado. Rocky Mountain High. Colorado.
I'm so glad there's so much happening, because if there wasn't, it was just quiet in this house.
Oh.
I think
we would be under the table, in the fetal position.
Literally. So The Shining is... one of my favorites, one of your favorites. We talked about it a lot on our last episode.
So amazing.
It's one of Stephen King's best books.
Absolutely, hands down.
There's this, okay. All right, let's just get into
it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Dive in deep, baby. Got your goggles on, guys. Flippers, nose plugs, snorkels. Let's do it.
So 1977, The Shining came out.
Yep.
I didn't realize... how quickly it was against the movie. The movie was 1980. It came out.
Mm.
That quick
yeah.
for that time period?
Yeah, that's pretty
The Shining intense. Is also his first number one bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
It was in 6 months, I believe.
Yeah.
That's quick, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So
for having no Facebook or anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
And to make a movie out of it, like, immediately.
Yeah. Crazy.
Go
good,
you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Snaps for you.
So the whole thing was that Stephen King and his wife stopped there for a night in the fall of 1974. Basically, it goes along kind of their story with kind of what he did with the movie. The hotel was closing down for the season, and they were the only ones for the overnight guests. They were alone. They had their dinner in an empty dining room. And they had pre-recorded orchestra music playing along as they were sitting there eating.
Nice.
In a huge
empty
dining room. Empty dining room. And then that night, King said that he had a nightmare of his young son being chased through the corridors. AKA, if you, I think this is a spoiler, but like...
Spoiler alert. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. You are way behind the times.
The chase scene through the maze.
Yes.
And stuff like that. So he woke up from that and he had the plot in his head.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where it came from, basically.
It doesn't take much for him.
Clearly not.
I mean, like somebody sneezes wrong into a tissue and he's like, oh, let's do this.
Let's do it. All right. So let's, where did this hotel come from? So the Stanley Hotel was built by inventor Freeland Oscar Stanley, who moved to Colorado in 1903 for fresh air and sunlight to relieve his tuberculosis.
That's hilarious because, dude, what happened? He ended up with a super freaky hotel. Did you get fresh air, sir?
He got well very quickly. He fell in love with the area and vowed to come back every year. And he did, because at that point, construction began in 1907. So he got there in 1903, and construction for the Stanley Hotel
began
in 1907. He wanted to turn the entire area into like a resort town.
Yeah.
Basically. The main hotel in the concert hall was completed in 1909. And then the manor was completed in 1910. There are 142 rooms. I have a fight, a bone to pick with the internet, because the internet thinks that there are 420 rooms. There are not 420 rooms.
I'm pretty sure somebody adjusted that because it's 420 in Colorado.
That
somebody was high fixing.
But there's four floors, people. So they thought there were 420 rooms. There's 142 rooms. Y'all are stupid. Then, of course, there's plus the ballroom and the dining area and more. But come on. Don't be that dumb. I was, like, on, like, random searches of them.
So there were four floors. There would have to be 100 rooms per floor.
Per floor. Yeah. More. And then add on to the ballroom and the dining room and the concierge and, like...
Yeah.
That would be huge.
A little excessive.
That would be a ginormous hotel.
Yeah. So 142 rooms, not 420.
Jesus, people.
Sober up and fix it.
Like, and you could tell they were just copying off of each other. And like, I'm searching, I'm like, 420 rooms? That's insane.
Yeah, that's huge.
The most famed room is room 217, because that is the room that Stephen King and his wife stayed that night, where all of this started. But to go back before that, so this is a room is said to be haunted by Elizabeth Wilson, a.k.a. Mrs. Wilson, who was the hotel's head housekeeper back in 1911. So from the start, she was the housekeeper. So, back in 1911, there was a gas explosion from a leaking pipe.
Wait, so the same year that she began housekeeper?
Well, it's the main hotel started in 1909.
Okay.
So, 2 years later, there was a gas explosion already.
Okay.
The gas had basically accumulated between the ceiling of the dining room and the second story floor, like right in between.
Okay.
Mrs. Wilson was in the room directly above and had struck a match to light the candles for the night, causing the explosion from, you guessed it, room 217. She did survive, but she broke both her ankles and basically got stuck in between the floor and the ceiling. Not funny, but you gotta laugh. We're not laughing, but we're laughing for our pain. And presumed to have a concussion. But she survived.
Did she still stay as a housekeeper?
Yeah.
Honey, that was your first sign.
So many people believe she returned to the hotel in death and has taken to room 217. So guests have reported their belongings will become unpacked during their stay, which is like, yo, that's fine.
Yeah.
Do that for me. Objects will move around on their own.
Uh-huh.
And a voice of a woman can be heard during the night. Others have claimed to see apparition of Mrs. Wilson walking through the room and exiting straight through a wall that was once a doorway. So I'm guessing when the explosion happened, that got all messed up and they changed the doorway
to a wall
to where it was.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is my favorite. So she is old-fashioned. So she doesn't like it when unmarried guests shack up together. So some couples have reported feeling cold force come between them.
You gotta leave room for Jesus.
Can't explain what is happening in this house tonight. We're hiding.
We're just going to my safe place. Let's talk about ghosts. Okay.
Ghosts.
So Mrs.
Ghosts.
Wilson.
Yeah.
So Mrs. Wilson stops people from bumping uglies.
Getting it on if you're not married.
That's
but she also unpacks for you.
Does she only unpack for the married couples or does she unpack everybody?
Yeah, I don't know if she just unpacks for the married couples. Probably. She doesn't want them to stay if you're not. But I would love that. Please take care of my clothing. I hate laundry. I'll have a ghost that just takes care of my clothing.
Dude, for
that
real.
That would be great.
Yo, this is Bernadette.
Bernadette.
She washes and folds my clothes. And she puts the starch powder in it so it's soft and stuff.
Yeah.
She irons things. She's great.
She's swell.
She doesn't
don't
make
have
a
to
mess.
Pay.
Don't have to pay her.
Doesn't make a
don't
mess.
Don't have to feed her. You don't
truth.
Have to clean up after her.
Truth.
Got to deal with her crazy crying at 2 a.m. But, I mean, hey. Right
we
there
don't
with
know.
Your sister.
Well, voices. I hear voices anyways. So that's room 217. I mean, there's tons of probably other stories, but these are like the main things that people
gotcha.
Have
reported,
seen or
yeah.
reported on. Another big thing is the grand staircase,
yes.
of course.
Yeah.
This is a favorite spot for capturing photos. Mm-hmm. Kind of back to what we were saying about your grandparents' house. This place has just antique mirrors and mm-hmm. portraits everywhere. Like,
yeah.
why?
Random stuff, right?
Why?
Yeah.
Like, there are several photos of women. Of a woman dressed in the turn of century clothing that people get. So it's like one type of woman that they're seeing.
Mm.
I think it was like 2016. Do you remember when that guy, that was the latest thing that someone took a photo in there? And he did like a panoramic of the whole lobby and staircase. And you could see the woman standing in the corner at the back of the staircase.
Uh-uh.
Do you remember this?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that was the latest.
Huh.
Look it up.
I am. Yeah, you're right. But like all the
portraits and the mirrors.
Yeah.
Like why? Like you always want to see behind you to see if someone's coming.
Ooh, that's a valid point.
So if you want to go looking for that photo, go ahead and go looking for it. It's easy to find. You'll see it.
Literally type in Stanley Hotel ghost staircase.
Yeah, you basically. Yeah. The other one of the most haunted spots they think is the concert hall. On the Stanley Hotel's ground. Specifically, Paul, a former employee who worked as a handyman in the 1980s. It sounds like a dating profile.
It does sound like a dating profile. Does he also like long walks on the beach?
Well, let me tell you more about Paul, shall I? He took great pride in his work while there. He enforced 11 p.m. curfew at the hotel, which could be why guests and workers hear get out being muttered late at night. Because of Paul, because if you're there late, he don't want you there late. Go home. Go to your room.
Hmm.
And get trapped by another ghost in another room. Also, a construction worker reported that he felt Paul nudge him while he was sanding the floors. And tour groups, the ghost tours that they have there, have reported a flashlight for them. So he's chilling.
Huh.
But he ain't alone. Because there's another ghost to wander the concert hall named Lucy.
Lucy and Paul.
Who they think she's either was a runaway or a homeless woman.
Okay.
Who found refuge in the hall.
Okay.
She is rumored to have died there from exposure to the coals, yet her origin is truly unknown. They don't know. She entertains the requests of ghost hunters, often communicating with them, flashing lights, and has befriended some of the young children spirits. So she's like Mary Poppins of ghosts of the children. Maybe Mary Poppins isn't the right word.
Maria.
Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah. From Sound of Music.
Yeah.
So Paul,
Maria to the Von Trapps. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Paul and Lucy are chilling in the concert hall.
Paul's kind of a douche though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he took such great pride in his work.
Where to get you, Paul?
Exactly.
Good thing you took pride in it because you stuck with it for eternity.
Yeah, and there's also...
Oh my God, could you imagine?
What?
Being stuck doing your job for the rest of eternity? Like, no. That's your hell?
That is
Or hell. Your heaven. I guess it depends on if you like your job or not.
I guess that goes back to what we were saying. If how you are on earth is how you are in death. Reevaluate your life on that. Don't go this deep. I can't go this deep right now. I can't go this deep. It's not too deep. I can't do it. The hotel founder, Flora Stanley, the wife, ghost, is said to play the piano. They also, for some reason, I didn't write this down, but I was reading about it. Someone brought in, like, a huge mirror to just chill in the back of the room. Like, why?
Somebody recently? Or, like, when it opened?
It was a while ago. But, like, people see people, like, standing next to you in the mirror. It's like the mirror of Arise.
Yeah.
Rise?
I've never known how to say that. Arise.
Eris?
That sounds good. That sounds like it might be right.
That sounds right.
Eris.
Eriset? Yo, no.
We was wrong.
That is not how I read it. That is not how I read it at all. I took me a while to read Privet. I was always private.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, that took me to like...
The last book. Last year.
I was going to say, like, the fourth time.
I still have to fully think about it. Oh, my God. How every episode do we get on Harry Potter?
Because we're Harry Potter nerds. Anyway.
But we're going to do... Our Christmas episodes are going to be Harry Potter. Let's be real.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. So, mirrors. Like, stop. So, the fourth floor, which is the top floor... this area was once where the maid quarters were located.
Okay.
Like where the children were and nannies and everything.
Okay.
So it is thought that many of the children still reside in that area. The ghostly sounds of children playing, giggling, and running up and down the hallways are frequently reported by guests, even when living children are not around.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Children scare me.
Live children or ghostly children?
I mean,
children?
Your child does sound like a demon sometimes. She does sound like- We have recorded proof. If anyone would listen to the unedited, they would think we need to call in an exorcist.
Yeah, for real. And then she goes from shouting her lungs out to pa 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 pa.
She's terrifying.
It is terrifying. And then she wakes up in the morning and she's just staring at you, giggling.
Are you serious?
That's how she wakes up most days. And then you get punched in the face.
That's cute.
It's adorable.
On the fourth floor, so in room 401, Lord Dunraven, former owner of the land, supposedly haunts the room. There's a famous closet that tends to open and shut on its own in this room. And in the closet, women feel their hair being played with, an arm around their shoulder or waist, or a hand moving up the back of their leg. And then men don't feel particularly welcome, quote unquote, in the room sometimes, as they have felt someone is pressing them into the bed and their jewelry disappearing.
Interesting. Yeah, how would you like to be felt up by a ghost?
Oh,
can't
God.
Even kick him in the balls.
No. But mostly what happens is the closet opening and closing. That's like the biggest thing that happens there. In room 407, people have reported being tucked in this room. A little boy said that he kept kicking his covers off and they kept coming back up throughout the night. His mother was quite shocked and said that she hadn't woken during the night and certainly didn't keep covering him up. Another guest reported feeling someone sit on the edge of the bed, but when she turned the light on, no one was there. She did, however, see an indentation as if someone had just gotten up. That is like my...
That's terrifying.
That's my biggest thing.
Yeah. Like the opening of the doors and stuff, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's fine. It's...
Like that's creepy, and I'm sure like in the moment I'd be like, peace, I'm out, bye.
Yeah.
But like, nah, that's a little...
Well,
a little much.
When we were in Virginia, me and you, when in high school, when we went to Virginia, we stayed in a haunted hotel. Let's be real. Because our door was open. Our door was open by itself.
Yeah.
And there was something weird about our closet.
Yes. I don't remember what it was, but that's all I remember is the closet was weird.
Yeah. I didn't think about it much.
I totally forgot that the door opened by itself till you mentioned it.
This is my last one, but then in 428, guests have reported hearing footsteps above them and furniture moving about. But that's actually physically impossible because it's a slope of the roof. There's nothing above them. It's the real haunt in this room, though, is a friendly cowboy who appears. A few years back, awoke to find a Wild West cowboy pacing at the end of their bed. After watching him for a few minutes, they politely asked him to leave, which he did, but not before leaning over the lady as if kissing her. Female guests sometimes wake to find him leaning in for a kiss on the forehead.
But it's a forehead kiss.
Oh, because that makes a difference. My non-consensual lady. Touching is bad.
I know. But at least it's not like trying to, I mean, it's not, yes, not. Non-consensual is bad, but oh man, yeehaw!
I mean, there's so
much. Does he have like spurs and it like clicks?
When probably. Oh, that would be even creepier.
Yeah, like you hear that before you see him. Yeah, you're like, what the hell is that noise? And then you're like, there's a cowboy at the base of my bed, and he comes in. He's like, hey there, darling.
Ew! I just got grossed out more from is you wearing, doing that.
Is he wearing chaps?
Probably Wild West cowboy.
Does he have his hat, or is he hatless?
I don't know, Jen. Go and find out.
Go with me.
Go stay in every single room. I'll stay in the car. You let me know how your night goes because I don't want to stay over.
So you're going to sleep. You're going to sleep in the car in the parking lot.
Yeah.
In open.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. That sounds worse.
That's worse.
I'll sleep. No, I was in the safe lobby. I don't know where I would sleep. Because this, I didn't write this down, but I did a lot of research because I could be talking about this forever, yeah. But they actually have like an underground cave type thing that the maids and stuff and workers would go through to get places.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
And it's not like furniture. Like it looks just like you're in a cave underground.
Like a dugout tunnel.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. The weirdest thing I can't find, I searched a lot, any deaths. That ever happened.
In the hotel. That's what I was going to ask you. Because I'm like, okay, so all these people, something happened that they were at the hotel a lot, like the maid or the kids.
Yeah.
But like, did any of them pass away there?
I couldn't find any deaths recorded.
Like, I'm super curious as to why they came back there then.
I don't know. And even Mr. Stanley himself did not die, like pass there. And he lived until he was 91.
Does he haunt?
No, there's no record of him. His wife.
His wife haunts the place.
The piano.
Mm.
But there's no record of him. The former landowner.
He's not. Oh, that's right. He's like, I was just going to ask who the creepy guy was.
Yeah.
That's the landowner.
That's the hand on the waist dude. Yeah.
Dunraven or whatever.
Yeah. I can't find any deaths.
That's interesting.
Like none. And even when people got hurt, like no one died during that explosion. She was the most injured. Other people get injured.
But it was like very minimal.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. That doesn't, I mean, it's definitely possible. I think weirder things have been haunted.
Sure.
But it's just odd.
I mean.
I wonder what the like energy readings are of the place. Like entirety. Like well,
I read something about it actually being on like.
Is it built on limestone? An Indian?
Limestone?
Built.
Or some type of rock that's something to do with. Spirit energy.
Okay.
And maybe that's.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was something about it was being on a certain stone.
Interesting.
Land.
Yeah. So maybe that's intensifying the energy then.
But I think about it also as like he created this place, Mr. Stanley, created the place of like almost a breath of fresh air, legitimately, you know?
Right.
There's not like.
Do you think it's people who wanted to hang on to it because they had fond memories there?
because it was a good experience for them when they vacationed there. You know what I mean? Like in their while they were living, like maybe the maid really enjoyed her time there.
That's what I'm thinking. Like and the then, guy like, loved working there.
Families who vacationed there, or the landowner, maybe he loved the land. You know, kind of thing. There's, I could build backstories.
There's no story of like people being hurt.
Huh.
It's just atmosphere things happening.
I always like to know that stuff, though. Like, not to, like, solidify it. Like, oh, that makes sense. That's why it's happening. But, like, it definitely helps to make it, like...
A backstory, you're saying?
Kind of. Well, yeah. Like, we were saying, like, you couldn't find any deaths that happened there. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
But there, yeah, like, places you know people died or something happened.
Right.
Like, your grandparents' house.
Mm-hmm.
Kids died there.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like, right. this... But yeah,
everyone, or like hospitals or penitentiaries or whatever. Yeah.
Everyone who was here for them that they know of haunting, quote unquote,
didn't die.
Kind of had like a nice experience. I mean, even the Lucy, who was the runaway, she found at least some type of comfort
there.
There.
Yeah.
You know
I'll
what?
I'll totally stay there.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not scared.
I ain't scared
it's
of
just
no ghosts.
Stephen King. Because he made it way. Spookier than it is. I mean, they don't have a maze outside. Blizzard. I gotta say, that scene of him at the end, dead, is just funny. It really is. It's a meme before it was known as a meme. Yep. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I can see it in my head perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Whoever's sponsoring us this week, if you want to send us there, yeah, I'll stay there.
And now, the Would You Rather with Jen and Kara.
All right. So, the Would You Rather of the week was, would you rather live or work at a place that's haunted? We kind of covered both of those realms in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
So... it was for the most part very
skewed.
Yes. Everyone would rather work in a place that's haunted. Caleb Pig and Kittens, sure. Said this would make work far more interesting. It would.
It really would.
It would make your work very interesting. You would never be bored.
No.
Ever.
But would you actually ever get work done?
Depends on what your job is.
I feel like if your job is to like do maintenance or organizing or like filing, that a ghost would intentionally muck up and undo what you're doing.
Oh, then that's different.
That would be so frustrating.
Yeah.
I would be like, yo, no, bro. Give me that laser gun from Ghostbusters. I'm putting you in a box. I want to go home and I can't go home until this shit's done.
Yeah, literally. I mean, I wouldn't. If I'm by myself, that might put a strain on my life.
Yeah.
If, like, I'm working by myself.
Yeah.
Here's my problem. I work from home.
Yeah.
So, no matter what I pick, I'm screwed.
Yeah. I think I'd rather live in a haunted place.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Well, this person, one of the people that actually said live, I try to befriend a ghost and ask them to move boxes and stuff. Yeah, make them do their job. Make them work for their space there.
Did we not just talk about Beatrice who does the laundry?
Exactly. Yeah. Beatrice.
Oh, no, Bernadette. It was Bernadette.
What is it? I thought it was Beatrice.
I'm pretty sure it was Bernadette. Because I was like, oh, I don't know anybody named Bernadette. And then after I said the name, I'm like, yes,
Kara,
I do.
When you're editing this back.
Yeah.
See, it's right. I thought it was Beatrice. Oh, my God. I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my goddamn mind.
I heard it.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Oh, my goodness.
We need to go. We need to go.
My house makes so many noises. And
what
it's not
is
even
today?
That old.
It's really not.
It's as old as I am.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how old is that, Jen?
I don't know.
think that's the truth.
I really don't. I have to think really hard about it. It took me like 3 minutes to figure it out the other day. And someone was like, why don't you know how old you are? I'm like, because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Nobody gives a shit. It literally does not matter.
The last milestone that matters is there until I hit 50. And then the next best thing is retirement.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all of the middle is just like muck numbers. No one cares.
I don't know if I said this on here or not, but I'll say it again. I remember like going into a liquor store and they're like, how old are you? I'm like, well, I'm 21. I'm like, wait, I'm way over 21. She's like, okay.
She's like, believe her. She needs the booze.
Oh,
that's funny.
But yeah, so you would rather live in a place that's haunted?
Yeah, I think so. My rationale being,
there's no escaping it.
Yeah. I guess if, I don't know. I just feel like I'd rather live there than work with it. I don't know. Because at work, I don't want to, I mean, at home, I don't want to be bothered either. But like, I don't know. You're not alone. You got people. Freak your husband out. I'm like, yo, Bernadette.
Beatrice.
Go put Bernadette. Go hang all his clothes inside out in the closet. Oh, put the underwear inside each other in the drawer. Fold them
here,
up.
Let's change the would you rather. I would rather have a ghost that works for me.
There you go.
That's how it should be.
Also, you need to watch Insidious.
I will never watch Insidious. It's okay, thank you so much for listening to this episode.
So good.
I'm never going to watch Insidious. It's never going to happen. Never, ever, 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 ever going to happen.
Yes, it's going to happen. You know why it's going to happen?
Why?
Because your niece is going to come up to you and go, Auntie Kara, you should watch this movie with me. And I say no. You're going to say no to that princess?
Yes.
You say this.
I will not watch Insidious. I don't care. It could be, I don't know.
If someone paid you $1 million.
Okay, that's different.
So you wouldn't never watch it.
It needs to be a high, high reward.
The satisfaction of making it through a scary movie?
No, not
a
worth it. Because my
movie.
Psychological thoughts afterwards is not worth it. We need to go. This episode is taking forever.
It's like 2 hours though.
It really is. 2 hours, 12 minutes. We've been recording. Thank you for listening. Go vote for your Candy Madness.
Yes.
It is on all of our social medias. Go vote, like, subscribe,
share,
tell your friends. We're on literally every single listening platform now that you can think of.
Yes.
And if we're not there, let us know. We'll get there.
Yes. And to all our international listeners.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up? And awesome. We're super stoked.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
We hope you're having fun along this ride as we are.
Yeah.
Because
I try to envision what their reactions are as they're listening to us, because there are moments where I was like, God, we're idiots.
Oh, we're always idiots.
Sometimes we sound really good and then we get distracted and I was like,
and then
hilarious.
This episode happened. Like, we were so detailed for this episode. Like, we're going to write this out. We're going to get stories. Da, da, da. And then the world imploded on us.
Yeah.
All right. Share, like, subscribe.
Social media.
All of our social media is Two Halves of a whole Idiot, every single place.
All over.
Yes.
Everywhere.
What's up? Be part of this weird thing that we have going on here. But until next time, we're just two idiots.
And that's the whole half of it.
Goodbye.